T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Expecting thousands of people at the state capitol tomorrow for an annual event. It's the March for Life at the state capitol. And Jeannie Mancini is the president of the March for Life and joins us. And Jeannie, I'm glad to have you on. I think a lot of press outlets do not promote the March for Life because it's an uncomfortable topic for them. A lot of them probably are very pro-choice, pro-abortion, pro-choice, and don't necessarily want to help add to your numbers. And I just feel like it's important to let people know that this is happening and to have the conversation that is uncomfortable for a lot of folks. So welcome to WRVA today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, John. I couldn't agree more. It's a very important conversation to be having. So tomorrow is our second annual Virginia March for Life. And as you were just mentioning, there's so much happening in the General Assembly right now with all sorts of different bills, but including some of these life bills. And what we've seen is essentially, 30 years of pro-life efforts have been wiped out in this new, very, very pro-choice, very pro-abortion General Assembly.
Yeah, tell me what legislation is out there, because you remember it was the governor, it was kind of the 1-2 punch for him. He went on the Ask the Governor show. You know, we used to do it with him here in Richmond, but he also had a version in Northern Virginia. And just kind of shockingly, as a doctor who I assume cares about children and had been a pediatrician, talked about keeping the baby comfortable before they decided whether the baby would live or not. I mean, it was, and I've invited him on to try to clarify that. He just doesn't seem interested in resurrecting that conversation. What specifically is on the table in the legislature right now that it has you concerned?
So there are two bills. One is on the House side and one is on the Senate side, and they're very similar.
Okay.
They essentially, one, lift the requirement that only a doctor can perform an abortion. So in other words, they're lowering the bar on women's health. Right, in the name of, who else would do it?
Yeah.
Well, this would be assistants, technicians, et cetera, things like that. And, I mean, look, nobody wants to talk about the actual procedure.
It sounds like we're losing your cell a little bit. The actual procedure, I mean, it's not like it's burning off a wart on the side of your hand or something. I mean, this is invasive, and it's terminating a life that's inside of the woman. It seems like that's kind of a significant operation.
Very significant, right. So effectively lifting that requirement.
Hmm.
The other aspects of it, which are so troubling, are removing different parts that would help women have more information about the procedure. So this includes an ultrasound requirement or a choice for an ultrasound, which is just part of medical standard of care, essentially, so that they can make sure that the baby's viable, that it's not an ectopic pregnancy, et cetera. So the woman will no longer have the option for an ultrasound in advance to check the gestational age, et cetera. Also, the offer to speak
with
the physician.
So let me interrupt for a second. Is that's a requirement or just an option that's presented to them? And where would it end with this bill? Where does that would leave it?
So in the new bill, the ultrasound will not be included.
Okay.
So in the new bill, also the mother, she's been told in the past, you specifically have the choice to speak with the doctor if you have any questions about the procedure. That piece of information isn't given to her in advance now. She's also told that she's where the law stands now, not this bill, that if she wants to withdraw her consent at any moment prior to the abortion, she's welcome to do that. So it's all of these different things about what the abortion is, her choices, her freedom, et cetera. All of those different possibilities are being removed.
It's really remarkable that if you were about to sign an agreement to buy a new car, there's more concern about whether you're making a commitment that can't be repealed or what you're getting yourself into than educating, perhaps a young woman, perhaps not a young woman, about the unalterable decision that they're about to make that involves another human life. That's pretty remarkable that that wouldn't be a priority.
Exactly, John. Like, what medical procedure happens in our country that someone wouldn't want more information? You know, I mean, it's really sad that this is treated very, very differently than other medical procedures. On one hand, I mean, of course, it's not a typical medical procedure. It's taking the life of an unborn baby. It's taking something that's healthy, a baby, and it's doing something that doesn't need to be done. This isn't like a health procedure, so to speak, when someone has a disease. But what other health procedure can you think of that you wouldn't want more information so that a woman has a truly informed consent before she makes what could be the single most important decision of her lifetime?
Now, there's data that says that the abortion numbers are down in the United States, which if that is true, I'm very thankful for that. I hope that that is partially because people are changing their behavior or being more careful in their sexual interaction, and that maybe there's also a realization that this isn't just a removing a wart from your body or something like that. But why do you think the Democrat Party and so many legislators in Virginia have gone? I mean, the language they're using today really would have prevented them from being elected to statewide office in Virginia 20 years ago when I first started really paying attention to politics. I mean, you had to talk about this should be rare and safe if you wanted to be a Democrat and get elected. Now, all that language appears to be out the window. It's about, no restrictions right up until the moment the baby would be born, which is kind of horrifying, I think, for a thinking person.
Absolutely. And it's totally out of touch with mainstream America, even pro-choice America. So 8 out of 10 Americans for 12 years strong would limit abortion at most to the first 3 months of pregnancy, including 6 out of 10 pro-choice Americans. So that's absolutely the case. But the why, I think it's partly a money thing. Let's be honest here that Planned Parenthood and other abortion advocates put $3 million into this year's Virginia election. I think that they see Virginia as kind of the battleground for other states, too. Other states are taking their cues from Virginia. And, so a lot of what happens here could go out to other states.
Well, it's pretty dramatic, the change in the rhetoric. And when you calculate in the financial incentive to, make this more accessible rather than much more rare, it's pretty upsetting. Now, in our last 30 seconds, for those who want to attend tomorrow's March for Life, give me the details on that.
Check us out at marchforlife.org, and then go to the State March area and check out Virginia. Mm-hmm. All of the information's there. The rally starts at 11:45 on the steps of the state capitol, followed by the march around the Capitol Square at 12:45. We'd love to see you there. It makes a really big difference when legislators see their constituents standing up for this.
Yeah. Well, I was there last year. I'll try to be there again this year, and I appreciate
you
coming on. Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life here in Virginia and the organizer of tomorrow's event. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.